Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you guys so much for joining us this beautiful Tuesday evening. I tell you, it's a great, great time because even though the storms have come through Georgia, they've gone through Texas, they've gone through Florida, but God is still on the throne and He is still God despite what we've seen. We give God glory. We have seen so much. But we've seen so many lives change because people took their eye off of situations and put their eyes back on who it should have been anyway, and it's God. And I give God praise for that. You know, we were praying this morning with our intercessory team, and we were talking about people now are looking at back at God. They're not focused on the Prada. They're not focused on the MKs and driving the Mercedes and the Jaguars. No, because none of those things could do anything for you in the time of the storms, in the time of flooding. But giving praise to who the Father is and going back to your first love of your Father. So it was so beautiful to see some of the testimonies and the testament of who He is, and people just readjusting their focus a little bit because our focus has been off. But I tell you, we thank God again for, and our prayers are with every person that had any type of loss or of any kind with the storms. Our prayers are with every state and as well as the islands, because some of the islands were quite ravaged. But again, God is still on the throne, and we thank God for restoration for them. Well, tonight's topic is a time of expansion. But before we jump into tonight's topic, I want to thank our sponsors for the month. We want to thank gospel recording artist Eric Mayweather, and his CD title is Life Changing. He brings smooth traditional gospel songs with smooth vocal twists. And you can get his album at www.ericmayweather.com, or you can go to CD Baby. Eric Mayweather is out there on CD Baby as well. So ericmayweather.com or Eric Mayweather. EricMayweather.com or Eric Mayweather is on CD Baby. And then we have 321 Stop Bullying, Speak Life and Show Love. Visit us at www.321stopbullying.com. Available for speaking engagements, book discussions, mentoring sessions, and much more. Unique Expressions by Design, bringing your custom ideas to life through T-shirts, mugs, journals, pens, and much, much more. So whatever your idea is for something that needs to be customized, Angelise Washington can take care of you. And visit her at www.uniqueexpressionbydesign.com. Third Heaven Sound, where it's not just music, it's a sound. CDs are available on Reverb Nation and CD Baby. So Third Heaven Sound with Vincent Lynch. And he also writes jingles. He did the music for the words of the intro and outro song of this show. Roz Hair and Beauty Bar is your one-stop shop for all of your beauty and hair care needs. Natural hair, relaxers, sew-ins, braids, lot maintenance, makeup, lashes, and so much more. Call Roz today and schedule your appointment at 404-599-3712. Experiencing the greatness of God in the spiritual realm by Evangelist Alexandra Townsend. Her books are available online, and her book is a real live account of how God delivered her son from over a 15-year addiction to alcoholism. So I tell you, God is so good. And I thank God for each and every sponsor who have sown into this fertile ground. May God continue to bless you greatly. And if you're interested in being a sponsor for On Fire to Inspire, email us at onfiretoinspire@gmail.com, and we will be able to help you promote your business or service for only $25 for the entire month. We do it weekly on the show as well as get it out to all of our online outlets, to social media outlets, to try to give you extended visibility that you may not have otherwise. So again, on FridayInspire@gmail.com if you're interested in being a sponsor. Well, we are back, and the show is entitled, tonight's topic is A Time of Expansion. And we want to welcome our special guest tonight, Miss Makenda Davis. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire.
Hello, good evening, Aaliyah.
Good evening and welcome.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Amen, amen. Well, Makenda, I want you to introduce yourself to the On Fire to Inspire family.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you. My name is Makenda Davis. I am first a daughter of the King, but I'm also a mother. I'm a teacher, a minister of the gospel, a friend, a daughter, and that is who I am. And I'm also an author, having released my very first book, Times of Transition, Inspirations from Isaiah 54.
Amen, amen. And we're going to jump into that in a little bit. But the topic itself, A Time of Transition, I tell you, I love it. And that was truly Holy Spirit inspired. Tell me, what does the topic itself mean to you?
Wow. When we talk about transition, we talk about change. And I don't think there's any one of us on the line that has not experienced change in our lives. And so for me, when I think about transition, I think about movement. I think about metamorphosis. That's actually some of the synonyms of the word transition. I think about making progress. Moving forward, shifting. That's what I think about when I think about transitioning. And as we know, in life, we don't stay in one place. When we grow, I mean, growth is a part of life, and I believe that has a lot to do with transitioning. It's, you know, we come here as very small little babies, but we're not expected to still be in diapers, you know, at the age of 21. There's things we've had to transition, we've had to change, we've had to grow, we've had to metamorphosize in order to continue throughout this life. So that's what transition means to me. And I know in my life I've experienced sometimes a very, and I'm sure I'm not the only one, major transitions. And so that's really how this thought came, and that's how the book came about, because of transitions.
Amen, amen. So I tell you, the time of expansion and going in and back into being the month of September and being a harvest time. Last week we talked about it's harvest time. That was our topic last week. And this week's topic is it's a time of expansion. And so there was a scripture that you were giving in reference to that. Can you tell us about that scripture?
That scripture is found in Isaiah 54. And it's really exciting even that you talked about, even on last week's show, about harvest. Because, as you know, we may plant, you plant seeds, a farmer will plant seeds, but when he plants those seeds, he never expects to get exactly what he's planted. What I mean by that is that when you get the harvest, you're not picking up a seed. What you're picking up is the fruit from that seed that contains more seed that's going to continue whatever that food, whatever that fruit is. And so that's definitely expansion. Let's see. It's Isaiah 54. It's verses 2 and 3, and I'll read it from the Amplified version. And it says, "Enlarge the place of your tent, and let the curtains of your habitations be stretched out. Spare not, lengthen your cords, and strengthen your stakes." Verse 3 says, For you will spread abroad to the right hand and to the left, and your offspring will possess the nations and make the desolate cities to be inhabited." That's Isaiah 54, verses 2 and 3.
So enlarge your tents and stretch your tents wide. Hallelujah. I tell you, and that's the hour that we're in, and people need to recognize the hour. You know, yes, you're seeing one thing, but God's promises are still yeah and amen for you. So nothing's changed regardless of what you're seeing in the physical. Don't you agree?
Yeah. I agree. I definitely agree.
Now, this scripture, this is near and dear to your heart, and this you have studied. This is the basis of your book, right?
Yes, it is. Actually, the entire chapter of Isaiah 54 is the basis of, it is a devotional book. It is the basis of this book. And throughout the book, each section has a different heading. And so, for example, we read Isaiah 54:2. So the title of that section is called Enlarge, which is a verb, which means to make larger, increase in extent, bulk, or quantity, to add to make larger. And so that was the one section. And then Isaiah 54:3, the topic of that section is breaking forth. And because he said that, the scripture said that you're going to break forth on the right hand and on the left. And as I go throughout Isaiah 54, what the Lord gave me, each verse has a different, we'll say, title based on that specific verse. And this was something that the Lord gave me actually many years ago. So it's taken several years. So for me, this is me allowing the Lord to truly enlarge me and expand me. So it had come many, many years ago, and finally it's come now to the market. We've gotten it out, so I praise God for that. But this was a scripture that the Lord showed me when I was in a time of serious transition in my life, where I had a major relationship change, but I also had a major physical change where I had to move from one state to another. And at that time, I was really seeking the Lord because I was hurt. I felt betrayed. I was disappointed. And quite frankly, I didn't want to move. I didn't want to leave. The one question I asked is, well, what if I don't want to go? That was my question. But the Lord, through the Spirit, showed me I needed to move. And so in this time of transition, the Lord spoke to me, and he showed me this chapter in the Bible. And this wasn't a chapter I had ever really seen before or paid too much attention to before, other than the 17th verse. Now, everybody knows the 17th verse of Isaiah 54. And, yes, it's priceless. It is priceless. Do you mind if I read it?
No, go ahead, please. Go ahead, please.
Okay. So everybody knows the 17th verse. It says, but no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment, you shall show to be in the wrong. So a lot of people know that. That's the Amplified. I didn't read the whole thing. A lot of people know that. And I knew that. I had heard that verse quoted many, many times, but I didn't know the richness of the word that was before 54:17. And so he took me through that. And for me, I took it very literal. I took it very literal because of what was going on in my life. Because at that time, I was separated from my husband. I had to make a transition from New York to Georgia. And I took it very literally. So as I began to read through it, and he was telling me different things, one thing he told me in these verses was to fear not, that I'm not going to be ashamed. Then he told me in verse 5, he said, for the Lord your maker is your husband. And so at that time, I needed a husband. At one point I had a husband, but I needed a husband, everything that means, a provider, a protector, the lover. You know, I needed that, but I didn't have that. And so I took it very literal. And then in verse 6, it talks about how the Lord has called me like a woman forsaken, grieved in spirit. And it said, and heart sore, even a wife wooed and won in youth, when she is later refused and scorned, says your God. And when I read that, I said, oh, my Lord, that's me. I took it just as that, because that is who I was. I was that woman who was young. I was wooed very young. I was married right out of college, right out of undergrad. I was wooed. I was won by this man. But then next thing I know, I was rejected, you know. But yet he said, but I still called you. And so I said, whoa. So even in that state, even in that place where I was feeling rejected and feeling, you know, ashamed and not covered, I felt uncovered, you know. But he said, no, but I've called you, although that's where you, what's going on right now, but I'm still calling you. And so I took all of these scriptures, and I began to look at them, and I said, God, you know what? I took it very literally. I really did, because it spoke to everything that I was going through, you know, at that time. And so I began to, at that time, even wrote down what I was hearing the Lord say. I don't know if I really knew at that time that it would be a book or a devotional at that time. But throughout the years, realize, hey, you need to put this on paper and allow somebody else to see that. And not only did I see the scripture then, but there were other times in my life where he brought me right back to Isaiah 54. And so although it's applicable then, and that talks about the riches of the word of God and the timelessness of the word of God, because, you know, because his word, his word is everlasting. I mean, and so every time, almost every time I had a time of serious transition in my life where I was at a place where I had to make some decisions, it seemed like he would take me right back there. And it always fit. It always fit for whatever the situation was.
A right now word, an on time word.
All the time. Every single time. You know, every single time. And I think about, you know, the going back to the first and the second and the third verses when it talks about enlarging. And actually the first verse talks about, and that's the very first title of throughout the book, called Barren. And it's basically telling, it's talking about a woman who has not produced. And there are times in our lives where we feel like we have not produced. And actually, when something is barren, meaning that it's not even able to produce, you know, but he told this person who was not even able to produce, he said, you know what, first of all, I want you to sing, I want you to rejoice, but then also I'm telling you that you will have children. So this one who could not produce, but God is saying, I want you to sing, I want you to rejoice, and you're going to have lots of children, you know, spiritual children. You're going to have lots of children. And so sometimes there are times where we may feel like, you know, I haven't produced really anything. There's nothing coming from me. But what God is saying, no, I'm telling you to sing, because I've already, it's already in you. And now it's time for you to birth. Now it's time for you to be enlarged. Now it's time for you, he said, enlarge the place of your tent. When a person is about to have a physical baby, they do things to the house. You know, they may have to move to get more space to accommodate that child. And so God is saying, now it's no more dwelling on what has not produced, but now you're producing, and I need you to be totally open and prepared for it. I need you to set everything in order, because you are producing. He said, enlarge the place of your tent, and you shall be, you shall stretch forth to the right and to the left. Meaning that I think about east and west, they don't meet. If you go east, 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 and go west, 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 when I think about it, that's how far I see the expansion for the people. There's no boundaries. It's limitless. It's boundless. He said, because you are stretching forth to the right and to the left.
And you know, you said something else about preparing for that birthing, preparing for that baby. The woman even goes into a cleaning frenzy. You know, she's preparing. And so many times people are saying, okay, that baby's about to come. Why? It's because she's cleaning everything, things that don't need to be cleaned. She's cleaning, you know. And so they're just making preparation, not unknowingly that, hey, the time is not, you know, the time is not. And so, yes, that is so key. Now, what about that person that says, well, you know, I was that barren person, whether I'm that barren wife, that woman, or the man who's in a place of, you know what, this has failed, that has failed. But what do you say to that person that says, I know the promise, but I still feel like I'm in that barren place. I know you're telling me, but what would you say to that person that just was like, I can't see nothing past this current state? What would you say to that person?
Wow. Well, as we know, as believers, and even, you know, we know as believers that we walk by faith and not by sight. And I think you touched on it really there. The promise has already been given. And one thing we know about God is that he said himself, he said that he's not like man that he shall lie, nor the son of man that he shall repent. If he said it, he'll make it good. And I think sometimes we feel like, yes, there are things we have to do, but sometimes we feel like if we don't do it, it's not going to happen. You get what I'm saying? We feel like if I don't work this or do this or something like that, or I can't even figure out how I'm going to do it, then it's not going to happen. All he's saying is what I want you to do out of obedience is to prepare to be in the position, because I'm going to do it. I'm going to do the work. You know, I'm going to do it, but I need you to prepare. You know, as we've been receiving messages on discipline, you know, that we have to be disciplined. We've been told about the things that we need to do. And so what God is telling us is it's already done. It's there, but I need you. So, yeah, you may have to discipline yourself, or you may have to do this, or you may have to do that, but it's not like I'm toiling at the soil to make it come up. You know, it's expanding, period, on its own at the word. But just trust.
You know, in that place of where you saw all of this transition happening, this transitioning happening, but you said, yet I trust you, God. You know, I don't understand this, yet I hear your voice and I trust you. And that's what you're saying in this hour for that person. You know, God, I trust you. Yeah. Despite what I currently see, I still trust you. And, you know, I remember one time I heard a pastor say, you got to have a yet praise in your spirit and a yet praise in your mouth. And so that's such a blessing to be able to have that yet praise. You know, yes, I've been through this, I've been through that, but yet will I trust you, because I know my promises are still yeah and amen. Nothing has changed on that end. And so you just have to kind of sometimes remind yourself, what is it? Encourage yourself. Encourage yourself that all is well.
That all is well. And he also says in there, he says, fear not. And I think about so many times he has told us in his word. Even in the devotional, I talk about Joshua and how the Lord spoke to him. And he said, okay, well, you know, and I'm paraphrasing, you know, you're walking over to the promised land. God wasn't like, well, maybe you're going to walk over tomorrow. Maybe you'll walk over the next day. No. God told him, for assurance, you're walking over. So this is what I need you to do. But then he said, be strong and of good courage. Be strong and of good courage. And I believe he said it to Joshua about three times. He said it to Joshua. And if you think about it, Joshua was a warrior already. He was a fighter. You know, he fought in the armies of the Lord. But he said to Joshua, you know what? But I need you to be strong, and I need you to be of good courage. There are many other times where even in this scripture he said, Fear not, for you shall not be ashamed. You know, and I think sometimes we think, okay, well, I tried it before, and I want to do it again, but gosh, what if it doesn't work? That, you know, it's embarrassing. What if it doesn't, you know, happen this time? But God is saying, no, fear not, because you won't be ashamed. Mm-hmm. You won't be ashamed. He said, I'll assure you, you won't be ashamed. You won't be confounded.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The person had that thing failed in the beginning. You know, some of the things that God has been telling us is go back to the beginning and watch my hand. Go back and try that same thing, but I'm going to give you a spin on it and go back and do it this way. And so now you got to listen, be able to listen. That's the word that Bishop gave us, an apostle gave us even on Saturday night, to listen, be still enough to hear the voice of the Lord and moving forward in the things that he's called you to. Because if you're just so busy with everything, can you hear him? You can't. You can't. I promise you, you can't.
Absolutely. And with that being said, you know, just what you said, and the Lord has already let us know that he'll give us the strategies, what to do.
Yes.
He'll give us the plan, the blueprint. You know, I heard someone recently say it doesn't even matter if somebody has something out there similar to what you're doing. Actually, a young lady you had on the show, she said, but what God will give to you, you know, it'll be different. It'll be specifically what he gives to you. And so that in itself makes it unique. That in itself makes it, you know, precious. That in itself makes it, that in itself makes it a success. Because he's given it to you. And so because of who you are and because you belong to him and because you're his child, then that in itself makes it a success. You know, and I think about the scripture when it talks about expanding. This is really real to me, you know, because sometimes expansion isn't always comfortable. Being enlarged isn't always comfortable, you know, but God is telling us you have to get out your comfort zone. You know, there are some things that the Lord has told me to do, and I tell you, it has been challenging to me, because what it means is that Wilkinda has to get out of her comfort zone. Wilkinda, you know, Paul said, I die daily. Wilkinda has to die to Wilkinda. You know what I'm saying? And it means it's going to require more of me. And sometimes, quite frankly, we don't want to give more, you know. And I'm not saying that we don't want to give more, because sometimes we don't mind giving the money. We don't mind giving the clothes. But when it comes to, I got to give more commitment, I got to give more time, that means I'm going to lose out maybe on some sleep. You know what I'm saying? That's what it means. That means I'm going to have to be accessible to more people. That means I can't, you know, if I call myself an introvert, you know, but God is saying, no, I need to expand you. But then you've got people and opportunity, because what the scripture said, I think in the King James, it says, let them stretch forth. I think it says, let them stretch forth the curtain of your habitation. And I know that's a direct reference to those spiritual children. But then I looked at it, I said, well, it's not only people, but it's also opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
So those things will cause you to stretch. But all that it's doing is bringing you to where God has already called you to be, who he's already called you to be. You know, it's not strange to God, you know, because it's who you already are. It's just he's taking you through. He's allowing you to go through the process, allowing you to see. But this is who I've already called you to be. I've already called you to do this. I've already called you to do that. I called you to do that. Sometimes it's a shock to us. You know, we're like, oh, Lord, you know, I don't like how this feels. You know, but I realized, so for me personally, and he's still doing it in me, you know, because I realized there's some things he's called me to do, and it requires more of me. It requires everything of me. You know, I can't just put a little bit in it. But it requires everything. It requires everything. A lady told me, prophetess that I know from up north, she said to me, she said, you already told God yes. She said, but now, she said, I need you to really do what you told him yes about. I said, oh,
wow.
Okay. Okay. So we say yes with our mouth, but she said, okay, now I need you to go ahead and do it. I said, okay, yes, Lord. But in that means my capacity has already been increased, but he said, okay, now expand. expand, mm-hmm. even expand your mind. He has mm-hmm. opened up our minds, the capacity of our minds to understand, to comprehend, to see, to right. what's the word, to all of that. You know, mm-hmm. expand the capacity right. of your mind. What is real to you? What's normal to you? You know, mm-hmm. And expand that. You know, look at that and say no, because that's not okay for where I am. That's not okay for where I'm going. It might have been okay mm-hmm. then, but it's not okay now. So expand your right. mind. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, yes. Now, let's talk about that comfort zone. Because, see, you know, a lot of times people get in a complacent comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of the things I say all the time. I've never seen a millionaire made from that comfort zone. Never seen a person in that
wow.
comfort zone just a millionaire being made. It's not. In that stretching, mm-hmm. there are some things that becomes uncomfortable. And I remember even before I did the book or anything, and I was, you know, telling God who I was, and he was telling me who I, you know, I just need you to get on out that box, because when you get out of that box, you're going to take me out of the box, and then I'm going to show you who you are, because you really don't know who you are. And I'm like, whoa, God, you know, because
yeah.
you know what you know. You don't know what he's yet to uncover for you. Let's put it that way, because it's already there. It just needs to be uncovered. Some things just need to be matured and tweaked, so to speak.
Yeah.
You know, so I praise God
refined.
For my past. Yes, some refining.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, you know, that learning and, you know, I praise God for my pastors, because I have learned so much with Apostle Zoe, you know, getting that word of truth and walking in the gifts and talents and abilities. You know, I praise God for her, because my life changed drastically and dramatically for the good. I mean, even to
Absolutely.
The things of when you don't understand who you are, and, you know, and people would never believe that when you don't understand who you are, you would kind of tend to, you know, fall back on the things that you're uncomfortable doing. So when the Lord said radio, I was like, no, I don't know anything about that. When the Lord said, you're going to speak this, well, the enemy didn't want me to understand who I was. So when it came to things edifying God and lifting up the gospel or speaking and praying, I would get tongue-tied, I'd get nervous. But when I came into a true identity of who I am in him, then now you can't shut me up, buddy. But that, again,
well,
had to come out of that comfort zone for that birthing to happen.
Exactly. And, you know, it's funny you said that, Aaliyah, because even being on the show tonight, I'm really like, wow, I'm really amazed. And I didn't really expect it. And it's interesting, because I was told some time ago by more than one person, okay, you're a writer, you need to release a book. And
mm-hmm.
And a lady, I never met her ever before, just walked up to me in the store, and she said, I don't know you, but I'm going to tell you this about that book that you're supposed to write. I said,
mm-hmm.
oh. And so she just let me know what that book was going to do. And, I mean, so far, probably since it's been released, I've experienced some things. I was our brother in the Lord, whom I love dearly, he was like, okay, well, you got to take some pictures. I said, what? You know what? And I was like, no, today's not the day to do that, because you know how I was like, no, my hair's not done. This isn't right. He said, no, you have to always be ready. And I said,
mm-hmm.
oh. And so that was so uncomfortable for me. It really was.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, my gosh, this is really uncomfortable for me. And then
mm-hmm.
even tonight, being on the show, it was like, you know, I didn't expect it, you know. And it was so,
mm-hmm.
you know, when I talked to you and I'm like, what's up? What's going on? I knew something was going on when I talked to you, and I was like, okay, Lord,
mm-hmm.
what's going on? This is really weird right now, you know? So this is, even this, and it's not that I'm not a talker. I am. You could ask my parents. They say I am, you know, but it's just, it's different. And so I praise God, you know, for it, and I appreciate him for it. You know,
mm-hmm.
for this opportunity, for this time, I'm very I'm humbled and grateful
Amen.
To Father.
Amen. And here's the funny thing about it: I could talk, I could talk to anybody. Talk to, you know, I was told one time that I could talk to a stop sign and it, if it would talk back. And but when it came to the things of God and praying for people out loud, now that's when I had the problem. And again, when I came into the knowledge of who I am, my true identity in Christ, then that's when that problem was no longer a problem. It was actually a distraction that was just facade. A collage of something that really wasn't, if that makes sense.
Right. And it's interesting, even in the things of God, though, when we're doing truly what he has called us to do or what we've been appointed to do or commissioned to do, even in that place, though, there's sometimes we can get comfortable. And so, because there's some, you know, some people, they're great ushers, but God is calling them to be an encouragement to the people, to be an exhorter, you know. But no, I'm just a good usher, you know, or you may be very, whatever that place is, sometimes we can get comfortable in those places. And God has said, no, I'm expanding you. I'm enlarging you, you know.
Right.
I'm enlarging you past that. So allow me to do that. Allow me to do that. And what another thing that verse says to me, it says, let them. So he desires willing participants in the process, you know. Yeah. And sometimes I think about, some of those cartoons like Looney Tunes where they have, or, you know, Sylvester, and when they're dragging the cats, and you know how sometimes the cats, you know, you see them dragging their nails. You know, that's not what God desires. He's not trying to drag you, you know, like that cat being drugged. He wants a willing participant in the process. He wants a willing participant. And so sometimes even in the things of God, we get comfortable and you're like, no, I'm good. I'm an intercessor and I'm just going to stay an intercessor and that's it. And it's not about the title, but it's about allowing the Lord to, by his spirit, to expand you, to enlarge you, to do whatever, you know, whatever is necessary. At that time, whatever is needful and beneficial, do that. Can is your capacity expanded enough that you could do that?
Right. Exactly. And most of the time, we have so many gifts. We have so many gifts that are just sitting lying dormant. We're just kind of just sitting on them and not doing a thing with them. But God is saying, what are you doing? What are you doing? I have given you the keys. I've given you the talents, the gifts. And I share all the time, he showed me a vision of people sitting on their hands. He said, I've given them all these things, but they're not doing anything with them. And he said, now tell them it's time to stop existing and start living the life that I created for them to live. And I'm like, whoo, okay, Jesus, that's a big thing for you to tell me to do. But if you're telling me to do it, I'm going to do it. You know, after I finished telling him who I was and who I wasn't, and then coming to reality, oh, okay, I really don't know who I am, so let me just hug. Yes, definitely. So I give God praise. Thank you, Jesus. Well, you know what? I'm feeling good tonight. We're gonna give away some free tickets. There's a gospel tour coming up here in Atlanta. Thursday night. Today's Tuesday. On Thursday night, the 14th, and it starts at 7 p.m. Please don't press that button if you can't attend. But we got two free tickets available. Thursday at 7 p.m., the House of Hope Atlanta, and the featuring artists will be Ty Tribbett, Donald Lawrence, Bishop Paul Morton, Brian Courtney Wilson, Anita Wilson, Ja'Kalyn Carr, and Paul Porter. It's going to be hosted by Lonnie Hunter, Comedy by Small Fire. So we are so excited to be able to give away free tickets tonight for the first person that presses 1. And we want to win those tickets. You press 1, we're going to give away 2 free tickets tonight to the show. All right, let's see who we have here.
Amen.
Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. Who do we have with us this evening?
This is Pastor Debbie Green.
Hi, Pastor Green. How are you?
I am blessed. Thank you so much.
Hey. Hey, man, Pastor
How's
Green,
everyone?
Are you in the Atlanta area?
Actually, I am. Mm-hmm.
Well, praise God. Well, praise God. Yes.
Thank you for being on this evening.
Yes, thank you for joining us this evening. We praise God for you. Yes.
Amen.
So, Pastor, do you have an email address where I can email you the information for the tickets and we can get the tickets to you?
Oh, yes, I do. Absolutely. Okay. It's Debbie, D-E-B-B-I-E.
Okay.
Dot.
Uh-huh.
Chabar, C as in cat, H as in Harry, E as in Edward, B as in boy, A as in apple, and R as in Robert Chabar.
Okay.
At gmail.com.
Okay. All right.
Praise God. That's wonderful.
Yes, ma'am. So you are the winner. Yes, ma'am. So you are the winner of two tickets to the Gospel Tour, Inspiration Celebration Gospel Tour with Ty Tribbett, Lawrence, Bishop Paul Morton, Brian Courtney Wilson, Anita Wilson, Ja'Kalen Carr, and Paul Porter. I'm so excited about this because I will be in the house too.
beautiful.
Being able to bless you with these tickets. So I will sending you an email or text really, really soon after the show ends, and we will connect on how we can get these to you, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you
much. Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you so much for listening. I tell you guys, you never know what you get on Friday Inspire Show, so keep listening. Keep listening. Amen. I tell you, God is so faithful. It's a blessing to be able to be a blessing, isn't it?
It is.
So tell us tell us first of all, what's the title of your book again?
The title of the devotional is Times of Transition, Inspirations from Isaiah 54.
Okay.
Yes,
amen.
Ma'am.
How can we get it?
Okay, it's available on Amazon.com. It's also available on Amazon Europe, also on the CreateSpace website, and soon to be available on the Amazon Kindle. It's not available yet, but it will soon be available as an ebook on Kindle.
Okay. Bless God, bless God. Amen. I tell you, God is doing some great things through you. And, you know, you had to come out that comfort zone and do this marvelous work. Come on out the comfort zone and do a marvelous work. You know, because being a blessing, you know, because it blesses others to hear, okay, you know what, I was doing this. And God spoke to my heart many years ago, just like, you know, many times he gave us some stuff, and we're like, okay, I'll do it, and time passes by. And you find you said, finally, you know what, I'm not going to continue to sit on this. I'm going to be obedient. Because, again, it's not for you. It's for others that are waiting on you, that are waiting on that to be able to read that page, be able to read that book. And so if they go out to Amazon and purchase a paperback for $8.95, and actually if you're in the On Fire to Inspire event on Facebook, I have posted the link directly to purchase the book on Amazon if you're in that link. But I tell you, that's been such a blessing. Tell us a little bit about the titles again, like the breakdown of the different chapters of it.
Absolutely. The first one is titled Barren. And so it just basically talks about being barren, and we look at the scriptures, different women in the scripture who were actually, in fact, described as barren, like Sarah and Rachel and Hannah, even the Shunammite woman, although it didn't specifically say that she couldn't, but it said she did not have. And so and Michal and Elizabeth. And so we talk a little bit about being barren, but the instructions that the Father has given to that one, and he said, sing. And then he said, goes on, the next section is enlarge. And so we talked about enlarge, and we do look at some different things in we just break down that verse. One part about that verse I really like, he talks about, when he talks about enlarging, it says spare not. And so we've heard that terminology, spare no expense. And mm-hmm. so what was in my heart, what the Lord put in my heart, is basically what he was saying is don't limit your expansion. Mm-hmm. Be willing to lengthen and to stretch. Don't stop, you know. And mm-hmm. he's really giving you the go ahead. And we even speak that he's already financed it. You know, he's already financed expansion. He's financed it. I'll say number one, he's made an investment, because God mm-hmm. has made a tremendous investment in myself, in you, for years. But through our leaders, has made a tremendous investment in us, and so he expects a return on his investment.
Amen.
You know, just like any good investor, they expect a return on their investment. And so, Amen. And as well, we just speak that the finances are already there. And I believe that was the word of the Lord that came forth, even through our leaders, talking about, hey, do it. Don't think about the finances. Just do it, because it's there.
Right.
It's already there. The next session is break forth, what has to deal with the expansion. Then fear not. And so we talked about that a little bit, about Joshua mm-hmm. and talking about not fearing. And this is the scripture that also says, you shall not be ashamed, you shall not be confounded, you shall not be put to shame, you know. Mm-hmm. And so don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. And in that section, I actually have a very personal situation that I experienced in my life going into not fearing, you know, something that I had experienced, and not fearing and not feeling guilty or ashamed. The next section is your husband. And like I told you, when I read this, I took it very personally, because and he became my husband. And that is part of my testimony, that I was separated in 2002, and was legally divorced in 2005, and I have been by myself, celibate, for almost 15 years, raising my daughters. And so, and they're still not grown, but they're still here. They're still not completely grown, but that is part of my testimony. So when I say Amen. He has truly been a husband to me, and as they say, you know, you hear people say, he'll keep you if you want to be kept. And mm-hmm. he has truly been just that. He's been the lover of my soul. He's been my provider, my security. That's one of some of the things that we look for in a husband, whatever that means to us, you know, a lover, a leader, a protector, a friend.
Right.
And God is saying, I'm showing you one of the most intimate relationships known to mankind. I'm going to be that to you, a husband and a wife. I'm going to be that to you. And it's scriptural, because he also lets us know that us being the church, we're the bride of Christ, you know. So that's that section about husband. And then the next session is called. And so, and I talked a little bit about that earlier, that he calls us to himself, he calls us his own, and that is really precious to us, that he calls us his own. The next yes. section is small moment, then a vow, and I think there was something you said earlier about covenant. God is a God of covenant. And he let us know, even in Isaiah, he said that he has given us his covenant of peace. He also mm-hmm. talks about how he promised that he would not do. It refers to Noah and how he had promised Noah that he would never again flood the entire earth again, like what happened in the book of Genesis. And that is his covenant. And so although I know we've seen local, but what God is saying, I will never again do that. And that is my covenant to you. That is my promise to you, because God is a God of covenant, and he honors his covenant. So those are some of the sections that are in the book. One that's very precious to me, and I'll talk about this one, Isaiah 54:11-12. And it talks about, it's called, this one's called Precious Stones.
Okay.
And it says, and I would prefer to read it in the Amplified instead of the King James,
okay.
But it talks about, you know, just one who has not been comforted. And you, if you think about a situation where, you know, a woman is has been barren, or she's been left, a woman or a man, you know, has been left or what have you, they are not comforted. If they don't have that covering, they're not comforted in certain ways. And so he said that he'll set your stones in fair colors and lay your foundations with sapphires. And then on verse 12 and continuing in verse 12, he just begins to describe all of these precious stones. And if you look in the scripture, they talk about it also, and you'll see these same stones referred to in Revelation, the 21st chapter. But what is precious to me, and this is one of the quotes from the book, it says that as a master builder, the Lord chooses the best, most beautiful materials to build up that which has been broken, as the word shows us in Isaiah 54. He uses stones that can be expensive to purchase. Not only are they beautiful and expensive, but they are of great quality. And as I said, some of these are mentioned in Revelation 21. And it said, it's no coincidence that the Lord uses that which is expensive and of the best quality to build up his people. That means you are of great value. The Lord has moved you from a place of affliction and has built you up to a place of richness. And so this is one, that's one that I really love, precious stones. And I think about even the scripture that he's given you beauty for ashes. And so whatever has tried to discourage or afflict or whatever the situation is, God as the master builder has brought beauty to you, and he considers you one of value, and you are valuable to him.
Amen. And you know, many times when a person has been left, whether it's left barren, something didn't work out, you lost of a job, left by a boyfriend, left by a husband, whatever that was, that can put you in a place. And so, you know, and even for the men who had that, you know, experience, because some of the people that I've spoken with, you know, there's been, you know, some men that had that same type of situation from an ex-wife that, you know, they were having problems. They didn't foresee her leaving and taking the children and things of that nature. So that can leave you in a place, but that could be a comfort there with that, those scriptures and this book saying, hey, you know, that's a blessing, such a blessing. And it can help bring healing to many.
Yeah, praise God.
Amen. So, Ms. Wakanda, tell us one more time how we can get a copy of the book, how we can follow you on social media.
Oh, okay. Well, Times of Transition, Inspirations from Isaiah 54. It, like I said, it's available on Amazon.com, Amazon Europe, Create Space. Of course, you can reach out to me on Facebook. It's just my first name and my last name, Wakanda Davis. I'm also on Twitter. It's my email address at Davis Wakanda on Twitter. So that's how you can reach me.
Okay. All right. And any final words you want to leave tonight with the listener?
Well, I'm truly grateful to be on the show, and I thank God for you, Aaliyah, for this topic and for this time, and I pray that they do get the devotional. As I said, these have been words that have encouraged me in times of transition, and so we know that in times of transition, we don't need to fear, because we understand that Father has already given us His promises. He's already assured us of His, and He is faithful. He is faithful to His promises, and so we look forward to the expansion. We look forward to growth and that others may see, that others may see him in us mm-hmm. and through us in everything that we do.
Amen, amen. And quickly, I'm going to see if anyone wants to leave a comment or have a question for you before we leave. If you are interested in leaving a comment or a question, press 1-929-477-2178 and share how this broadcast has blessed you tonight with Minister Wakanda, as she has shared with this topic, a time of expansion, and about her book, Times of Transition. So I tell you, it's been such a blessing because I've been getting checks and texts. And so I'm like, well, let me see if anyone wants to share that out loud, how it's blessed them. So if you want to, just share a comment, you don't have to leave a name. You can press 1, and we would love to bring you on. Because one thing about it, as I say all the time, as an encourager, you're constantly giving out, pouring out. But it's a blessing to be able to hear from those who, saying, hey, this blessed me. And I think we have a caller. Bear with me one moment. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. Did you just press 1 to share a comment or have a question?
Good evening, my sisters.
Good evening.
Good evening. Hello, this is Minister Tammy. And I tell you, I have been so excited just listening tonight at the broadcast. And I just want to say about the devotional, Minister Wakanda, this is such a blessing to so many women. And I know you were talking about your own personal experiences and what you've been through. But this ministers to those that are single, women who desire to be married, just have various desires, not just marriage, but various desires. There's women that have had desires for children, and they thought it would have happened by now. They thought it would have happened at a certain time in their life. And they have reached an age where they're pretty much like have given up. And I've talked to many women of various ages myself, women who are still single. And like I said, not just the desire for a mate in the natural, but other desires, such as owning your own business, having children, what God has called you to in ministry. And I have to say, this word has stirred me. It has excited me tonight to definitely share with women of various ages that I know. I am going to be getting the book myself and getting it for others to share with them, because I tell you, just starting at verse 1, in chapter 54 of Isaiah, that just ministered to me greatly. And it's really God's word to us saying, hey, don't get in that rut. Don't look around at what is happening for everybody else and feel like you're barren. There's nothing for you. There's nothing going on for you. It's too late. It's over. It is so not so. And there's nowhere else to get that truth than in the word of God and right here in Isaiah chapter 54. So I so appreciate you ladies tonight, and I'm so glad I was able to tune in tonight, because this word on tonight has been a treasure for so many of us, on tonight, not just the married woman, not just the single woman, not just the widow, but so many in so many different aspects. And like you said, not just women, males as well. It's God's word, and it's for all of us to suck and be nourished from. So thank you, ladies, for tonight.
Yes, ma'am, and thank you so much for sharing. Amen.
Wow. To God be the glory. For her bringing that out. And, actually one thing I wasn't going to mention, but since she said it, I'll mention it. Mm-hmm. In one of those sections, I touched on it, that contained a very personal situation. Actually, I have two daughters. I'll start off saying that, who are 17 and 15. But before the 17-year-old was born, about a year before that, I had a miscarriage. And I actually contained that information in, I talk a little bit about it in the devotional, because it, as a result of having that miscarriage, you know, when you have a miscarriage, and I knew, and since then I've known of women who either have miscarriages or even had stillbirths. And when you have that type of situation, and that left me in a place of, I was ashamed. I was terrified. You know, there was even some guilt. There was, even in my marriage, there was something that happened after that miscarriage. Now, I thank God for the Holy Ghost, because I tell you, I did not grieve long. But what I will say is that there were still some things, the guilt, the shame, you know, there were questions. And the Lord himself truly gave me an answer to all of that. He did. But I do share that in there for those who, you know, it, because I was assured, oh, I'm going to have a child, I'm going to have a baby, but it didn't end up that way, you know, the first time around. But God blessed that, you know, here comes another one, and here comes another one, you know. And so I thank God for her mentioning that and bringing that up. For that was another place of healing that God took me through. And even in Isaiah 54, although he had given it to me, later, I was able to understand even what had happened prior through this scripture.
Amen. Do you want to invite the people out to the family and friends worship under the heaven, open heavens on Saturday?
Absolutely, absolutely. I'll say this, I am blessed to be part of an awesome ministry, Kingdom Works International Ministries in Conyers, Georgia, 1303 Parker Road, Sweet G in Conyers, Georgia. And this Saturday on September 16th, starting at 7 p.m., we are taking it outside. We are having a spiritual block party that you don't want to miss. Other churches in the area that are close to us are going to be fellowshipping with us, and we're going to be out there worshiping, lifting up the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and making an impact in the Conyers community. So we are so excited. Our leaders, our apostles, Apostle Kevin Leggett Sr. and Apostle Zoe Leggett, those are our leaders, our pastors, our mom, our spiritual parents in the Lord, whom we're so grateful for. So you don't want to miss this. Bring friends, bring family. There will be food to purchase out there on that day as a fundraiser. We are preparing for a mission trip to Africa, because yes, they are sent. Our pastors are sent. They are sent ones, and they have to go to the nations. And so we will have a fundraiser, but also we'll be giving out. We have school supplies. We have non-perishable food items available to families in need. So please tell your friends, tell your family, mom and them, cousin and them, all of them. Tell them to join us on Saturday, September 16th at 7 p.m. We'll have an awesome time in the Lord.
Amen, amen. Well, we want to thank you again for joining us on Fire to Inspire tonight. We appreciate you, and we look forward to coming back.
Amen. Thank you so much, Aaliyah. You have been such a blessing. This has been such a blessing to me. I appreciate you.
You are so welcome, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right.
All right. I tell you guys, have had another great interview. If you miss any of it, you definitely want to go back and listen to the recording, which will be available shortly after we complete the show. Now, again, if you want to be a sponsor for On Fire to Inspire, just email us at onfiretoinspire@gmail.com. The cost is only $25 for the entire month. We share you with our social media outlets as well as introduce your business or service to the show listeners, as well as bring you your visibility on all of our outlets. There is an event coming up September the 1st through the 30th. The Jasmine House Foundation is doing a college care package drive. And so what they're doing is they're taking up different toiletry items and different items that are available to put like a care package kit. It's called the College Care Package Drive. And they're looking for toiletries and beef jerky, applesauce, pudding, fruit cups, granola bars, power bars, ramen noodles, trail mix, fruit snacks, Pop-Tarts, canned tuna, plastic spoons, oatmeal packets, and anything that you know a college student would love to be able to have their hand, be able to put their hands on. You know, everybody think about, you know, everybody else, but what about those college kids that, you know, are on the campus and, you know, they may not have a meal plan that pays for three times a day. You don't know their situation. So the Jasmine House Foundation, you can find more out at emailing info@jasminehousefoundation.org. Again, that's info@jasminehousefoundation.org. And they're doing that drive now through the end of the month. So they're looking for donations of any type to be able to provide these care packages for the students. So, guys, again, we've had an awesome, awesome show. Thank you again to each and every sponsor for On Fire to Inspire, Mr. Eric Mayweather, who is a national recording artist. And you can find his work on ericmayweather.com as well as CD Baby. And then you have 321 Stop Bullying, where they go out into the community and schools and things of that nature to talk about the plight of bullying and suicide due to it and different other things that are due to the bullying. Finally, we also have Angelise Washington and Unique Expressions by Design, who is also bringing your custom idea to reality. And you can visit www.uniqueexpressionbydesign.com. Also, 321.bullying was 321stopbullying.com. And then we have Third Heaven Sound, which is not just music, it's a sound with Vincent Lynch. And his music is available on CD Baby and Reverb Nation. And we have Roz Hair and Beauty Bar, where she's your one-stop shop to your hair and beauty needs right here in the Conyers area. She handles everything from natural hair, relaxers, sew-ins, braids, a lot of maintenance, makeup, lashes, and much more. And her number was 404-599-3712 for an appointment. And finally, we have Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm by Evangelist Alexandra Townsend. And her books are available online. If you are interested in purchasing On Fire to Inspire the book, it is available on Amazon, Kindle. It is available in ebook, paperback, and audio CD. If you're interested in the audio CD, email us at onfiretoinspire@gmail.com. We have t-shirts available. And the new t-shirt that's being launched is called Joy Is My Portion. So we have some of those available. They just came in on today, praise God, despite the storm that came in today. So if you're interested, we do have shirts available. Email us again at onfiretoinspire@gmail.com. The small through extra large are 12. 2X and up or 15. And again, that does not include shipping. But if you're interested in getting Joy Is My Portion, excuse me, or the On Fire to Inspire Blink t-shirt or any of our books, they are available again on Fire to Inspire. They're available on Amazon. We have a children's book, a learning book just for me, teaching foundational English and Spanish. And then we have Prayers, Affirmations, and Declarations, which is an ebook that will bless you with different prayers, affirmations, and declarations. Again, On Fire to Inspire is here to bless you and to help push you from existing into living a life that God has created for you to live. We're here every week, each and every week, from 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Tuesdays. So tell a friend, tell a family member, tell your neighbor so that they can be blessed. So again, we look forward to talking to you then. You are blessed. Your week is blessed. Command your day the way you want it to be, and it shall. God bless you, and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you.